Well, hello again. It is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth Radio Broadcast. Hey, it's great to be with you again today on the program, being able one more time to tell you about the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, here is a wee scripture for you. Romans chapter 8, verse 34. Who is he that condemneth? Oh, boy. Just about everybody. Everybody condemns us. But you know, the person who condemns us most is ourself. Yeah, we are our own worst enemy. You know what? We need to stop listening to ourselves and start talking to ourselves. Did you know there was a man who talked to himself? Aye, King David. He said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul." Aye, soul, bless the Lord. Now, so that's you talking to yourself, or that was him talking to himself. Forget not all his benefits, you see? And here he was affirming truth to himself. You know, sometimes I think we need to absolutely talk to ourselves and tell ourselves the things that has happened in the gospel. Aye, here's something that has happened in the gospel. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died. There's a great reason why you'll never be condemned. Christ Jesus has died on the cross. If you have trusted him as your Lord and Savior, then there's no condemnation to you. There's no damnation for you. And there's no guilt which can hang itself upon you and weigh you down. Now, a guilty conscience is a terrible thing and a troublesome thing for many people, and there are many who try to appease their conscience by telling themselves that their sin is not so bad. Well, you know, that's deception. My dear friend, your sin is bad. My sin is bad. It's all horribly bad. All sin is damnable and will bring us into condemnation unless it is purged away by that one great offering made for sin by the Lord Jesus Christ. And did you know this? All sin is sin against God. Now look, if you came up to me and hit me, well, do you know what I could do to you? I could sue you. But I mean, it wouldn't be that big a deal. I hope I'd win the case. But you know, if you went to the President of the United States or the Queen of England, if you hit the President or the Queen or the King of England, depending when you're listening to this, well, let me tell you this. That would be treason. Yeah, it wouldn't be treason if you hit me. But if you hit the leader of the country, it's treason. And all sin against God is treason. Now, if you're a believer, there is now, therefore, no condemnation. All those sins, all those treasonous acts have been forgiven. Everything has been charged to Christ Jesus' account. Jesus Christ has died. It is Christ who died. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ who died. Christ has taken responsibility for you, and there's no condemnation left for you. But what about you, my dear friend? Have you not gone to the cross yet? Then you're guilty, and you are condemned. Why not flee for mercy today to the Lord Jesus Christ and say, "Jesus, have mercy upon me, a sinner," and he'll save you. And that's the gospel truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's version of the Gospel Truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you, whether it is through our website at www.milesmckee.com or by mail. Our U.S. address is P.O. Box 50395, Henderson, Nevada, 89016. Or for our listeners in Europe, it's P.O. Box 70, Blackrock, County Dublin, Ireland. So until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht libh.